Chapter 24. Las Vegas, President's Day, 1998. 3 a.m., deep in the heart of the pyramid. Like New York, the Luxor was a miraculous mixture of modern architecture and Vegas showmanship. Built in 1993, the 30-story black glass pyramid housed the biggest atrium in the world, big enough to accommodate 9 747s stacked one on top of the other. Decorated with Egyptian obelisks, sandstone walls, and hieroglyphic cover tapestries, the casino was another wonder of the city. Tourist-oriented, but spacious enough to provide a good gambling environment. Situated in the center of the vast atrium, Kevin smiled at a waitress dressed like a porn queen Cleopatra as she leaned over his shoulder to deposit a vodka tonic with a precisely tailored lemon twist. She smiled back at him, showing even more enthusiasm when he tossed her $100 tip. She didn't seem to be bothered by his sleek black ponytail, his ridiculous goatee, or the spiderweb of acne scars that spread across his forehead. He was sitting at one of the Luxor's high roller tables, playing blackjack with purple chips. That was all the Queen of the Nile needed to know. Kevin didn't need to glance down the table at Dylan to see that he, too, was infused with good humor. His hair bright red, his face beaming beneath carefully applied blush, he looked 5 years too young to know anything about card counting, back rooms, or suspicious pit bosses. He certainly didn't look like an advertising executive with developing marital troubles. And his wife, seated 5 tables away, could have passed for a dowdy college librarian. Hair tied back in a bun, thick glasses balanced over deeply wrinkled eyes, a blouse that might have been crafted from finely aged burlap. It might have seemed to the untrained eye that if Dylan was sharing his flight home with anyone in the gaming area, it would most likely be the platinum blonde in the room, the 6'5" hunched over drunk, with multiple earrings and visible tattoos, who was at the other end of the blackjack pit, nervously pawing his dwindling pile of $100 chips. Kevin pushed $2,000 into the betting circle, winking at the dealer. The $50,000 he had already won that night would make up for his childhood acne and his poor taste in hair. Fisher had been right. Vegas could still be beat. There had been no heat from the pit bosses and no sign of the gangly man with weathered skin, blue eyes, and silver hair. The bloodhounds had lost their scent. If Martinez and the others were having as much luck as Kevin's squad, newly disguised, reborn under new names and new backgrounds, they could erase the last 2 months' losses in a single weekend.